It is Morning Line on KNBA. My name is Danny Preston, and KNBA keeping you in tune with our community with a spotlight on the South Central Foundation's 9th annual NUCA System of Care Conference that's happening this week. And we are thrilled to welcome to the program Dr. Terry Simpson. Dr. Simpson is a surgeon. He began his career with the Indian Health Service. He has a private practice as well as served his community as a chief of vascular surgery and as a clinical assistant professor. He's authored 6 books and a number of scientific papers. He is also a former chairman of the SIRI Board of Directors, and he joins us in the studio this morning. Dr. Simpson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So good to have you on here with the 9th annual NUCA conference. And I guess now you've been in this particular industry working with Native communities since the early 90s.
Yeah. You know, when I started working for the Indian Health Service in Phoenix, and the Indian Health Service is sort of everything that people fear about universal health care. It's one way of doing it. You treat what you can. You think you're doing good medicine, but you're not always. And that's what we had in Anchorage when South Central took over. We had government health care at its worst, and all the people who would point to bad things of universal health care would be it. We took the system over. We at South Central Foundation took the system over, made it our own, and changed it in a way that is appropriate for our culture. For example, what's important to us is storytelling. So when you go and see your doctor in the outside of South Central, how much do they know about you or ask about you or know about your story? And when you think about that in the world we live in, it goes like this. If you know me and trust me, and I know you and trust you, and I say, you know, you've got some hypertension. Let me give you some medicine for it. This is what it does and how it'll work. And if you have any problems, call me anytime, contact me. You're going to listen to me. Now, if I'm just a regular doctor off the street, I'll spend 5 minutes with you, give you a pamphlet, give you the hypertensive medicine, say, go on and get it. You'll look it up on Google, all of us do. And then you'll talk to your Aunt Mabel and you'll talk to your Uncle Fern, and they'll say, that medicine didn't work for me, try mine. And maybe you'll say, yeah, I can't feel any difference, I won't do it. If you have that relationship with your physician from storytelling, then what we've discovered is what the paternalistic Western system calls compliance is much higher. So what has that done for us? What it's done for us is it used to be that when kids would come in with childhood asthma, they would have to go into the hospital. You know how hard that is to have a child in the hospital with asthma? You're frightened, you're scared, you've got to take time off of work, you've got to be with your child. But now when you have a primary care system that you trust, when you can see your doctor any day, when you can learn how to use the medicine, what triggers the asthma, we've decreased admissions for childhood asthma by 50%. We've decreased infant mortality by over 100-fold. We have increased the scores of health measures among our people from the worst in the United States to the highest in the United States. And because of that system, that relationship-based system, it's not only in our culture, turns out it's in a lot of cultures, something that's been lost in Western medicine, and we're bringing it back. So at this conference, people are from around the world coming to hear about this system, because it not only saves money, because if you keep people out of the hospital, you save money, but it's better for people. Wouldn't you like to sit down with your doctor, look at them face to face, him or her not looking at a computer and saying, so tell me what's on your mind?
Well, you know, these huge qualitative changes and going from worst to first and really becoming the go-to paradigm, the model, and trust being such a salient part of that process. But talk about the challenges. I mean, you don't just flip on the trust switch, flip trust on. Now, it's a process and it takes some time.
Well, it does, and we had to change our system, and that took time. And we discovered that by investing in primary care, investing in people, going for relationship-based medicine, it saved money to the system overall. Not only did it save money, but our customer owners, what other people call patients, they have a higher satisfaction with it. So it really is something it took us time to do, but it's a model that's eminently teachable, and that's why the world is literally beating down our door to discover our secret sauce.
So describe then that secret sauce. I don't know if I can ask that because it's a secret. The secret sauce that is, in a nutshell, if you had to sum up the whole rubric of what the NUCA system of care is about, how would you sum that up?
It's really a community health-based system where you're listening to a customer owner talking to you. It's not a patient-based system where I am the doctor telling you, the patient, what you must do. I'm listening to you. And by listening to you and listening to your story, I determine the things that are important. Let me give you an example. If you have diabetes, we want you to keep your sugars under control. But what's the thing that appeals to people? Well, if you're a grandfather and want to teach your child how to hunt, you want to have your eyes. You want to be able to keep your eyes. You want to be able to keep the feeling in your fingers. You can do that if we keep your blood sugars in control, but you're not going to keep your blood sugars in control if there's something else out there. If you are not trusting your doctor, if you are not believing in the things that are there. So developing the relationship with patients is the key to the start of the system. Mm.
You know, we talk about in looking at the sociology of healthcare and the medical industry of the power differential that we associate, because doctors are authority figures, and if the doctor says take three blue pills and call me, you do that because that's the doctor. But that model has shifted so much, and I think
for the better.
Yeah,
well, I think for
getting
the
rid
better.
Of that power differential, right. And having the conversation.
Right, you have to do that because otherwise. Why would you seek the same physician? So imagine this. I know you. You're my patient. You're my customer owner. Think of the term customer owner. You know, if you're in a restaurant and you're a customer, you're treated one way. If you're the owner of the restaurant, you're treated a different way. And that's how we treat people who come in the door. And you
that's
not
great
only.
Great analogy.
Yeah. And if you know your doctor and you can get in to see them that day, you don't have to think about going to an urgent care. You don't have to think about going to an ER. I was sick several months ago. And I am in Phoenix, Arizona. I contacted my doctor, who is here, by text back and forth with me and my issues. And I'm not sure another system you can do that very well with.
Yeah, it's definitely a novel concept. And to be able to have a complete shift in relationship, too, especially, and I think of in terms of folks who come to Anchorage, maybe from rural areas. And it's discombobulating alienating and all that anyways. And now you get sick.
Yeah.
Now you got this whole Western
model. It never happens at a good time.
Yeah, no.
And so when you think of the old
Murphy's
system.
Murphy's Law.
Yeah, when you think of the old system or the Indian healthcare, they were proud when they would see 160 patients a day. They thought they were doing good medicine because they saw all those people. We like it when our primary care doctors see 14 people a day because then we know they're going to get to the heart of the story. And we found out when we do that, yes, we have to hire more primary care doctors. But we keep more people out of the hospital. So the people who are in the hospital, we have a tremendous intervention beforehand to keep them out, which is good for them, and it costs less.
Yeah, tremendous. It's 8:35. If you're just joining us, it's Morning Line on KMBA, and we're speaking with Dr. Terry Simpson, who is on the board of directors of South Central Foundation. We're talking about the 9th Annual NUCA System of Care Conference that's happening this week. There have been some pre-conference workshops happening all week, and then the conference actually kicks off tomorrow. Who's the conference for?
Well, the conference is for several types of people. Number one, it's for physicians who want to learn more about relationship-based medicine. But number two, it's for large healthcare systems to adopt it. We're working with a number of healthcare systems. We're working with some Native American healthcare systems, the Cree and the Cherokee, who are implementing this system. But we're working with systems from Canada, from Sweden, United Kingdom, New Zealand, and they're here learning about the system to adapt it. Because, funny thing, even though we made this system our culture by storytelling, we've discovered that's everybody's culture. But you know what's not a culture? Not a culture is paternalistic Western medicine. Mm. What is a culture is being able to talk to your doctor. When you adapt that system-wide, you can not only save money, improve healthcare, and we've proven that. So anybody who remembers the old IHS hospital and have to go into the ER and wait to see a doctor and you were a number, you weren't a person, number 36 come in now. Mm-hmm. And now when you go and you see your doctor, they see that change and they realize, wow, this is really good. And so here I am in Phoenix, Arizona, where I live. If I get ill, it's literally worth it for me to come up here because I feel at home to see my doctor. I can see any urgent care or any physician there, but this is where my doctors are. And I think that this is the system that we want and that we're continually improving. We see that in the numbers. We see that in improved vaccination rates in our children, in our adults. We see that in people who have improved diabetic medications. Their diabetes is in better control. The hypertension is in better control. More colonoscopy screening. When my doctor sits down and talks to me, he says, you know what, Terry, you need to have a colonoscopy. Not something I want to do, but it's
where do I sign?
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, yeah, I want that. But it's kind of like, okay, that plants the seed in your head, and it's like we have a higher rate of people doing that than we used to, which means we're preventing cancers or treating them far earlier otherwise. So that's the win-win. And other systems see this and they say, we want to adopt that. We want to get to there. We want to put this effort in so that we can do that. And that's where the local control works. We're helping the Maori Nation of New Zealand to work on taking control of their healthcare system from their governments, because we also have unique needs. Our community here in Anchorage has unique needs, which are different than our communities in Southeast Alaska or in Phoenix, Arizona, or in Auckland, New Zealand. But you know those needs. And isn't it nice that because you know those needs, we can put those resources there? Mm. We know we have increased rheumatoid arthritis. We put more resources there. We know we have more HIV. We put resources there. We can shift that. And that's